This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Trial begins today for one of three central Wisconsin men accused of beating another man to death in Stevens Point this spring. Arlen Sangster faces one count of reckless homicide. Prosecutors say the victim was Donald Mitchell, who confronted Sangster and the two others while they were rummaging through his pickup. Momentum in the race for president has shifted since a month ago, and Republicans were talking about expanding their ground game.
Those days are over. We're back to the core seven battlegrounds in the Congressional District of Nebraska.
As Kamala Harris campaign advisor David Plouffe, he spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front, Republican strategist Bill McCaution tells the program Donald Trump needs to talk about issues that work for him best.
Inflation, gas prices, rent prices, those grocery prices, and the border.
Both agree Wisconsin will be critical to the outcome. Wisconsin grocers are pushing back against accusations of price gouging. The Wisconsin Grocers Association has written an open letter saying local stores operate with razor-thin profit margins. 81 fast food workers are losing their jobs. The owners of KFC restaurants in south-central Wisconsin are closing locations in Janesville, Beloit, Stoughton, and Watertown. The company blames what it calls unforeseen business circumstances. Tax credits and rebates under the Inflation Reduction Act are helping people in Wisconsin make their homes more energy efficient. Supporters say the process is set up to keep people from feeling overwhelmed.
You know, the first step is really getting that energy audit. And so there are IRA-approved contractors who will come in and do an energy audit on your house and determine for you what would be the best cost savings.
Mackenzie Mindel is a member of the La Crosse City Council. Grants from the National Park Service will help maintain some of Wisconsin's historical sites. The Ringling Brothers Circus headquarters in Baraboo, the National Soldiers Home Governor's Mansion and Chapel in Milwaukee, and the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Wauwatosa will get some of the $25 million. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's hot. A heat advisory is in effect today. It runs this afternoon through tonight, with heat index values expected to reach up to 104. An excessive heat watch has also been issued. People are being told to take precautions, with cooling centers open in some areas. A brief scare at Quarry Lake Park ended in relief last night when a wheelchair-bound woman reported missing in the water was found safe and sound. It resulted in a large rapid response from local first responders. There have been two fatalities reported at that park this summer. A shooting in Racine early yesterday left three people injured. Two people were found at the scene, and a man later arrived at the hospital. Racine police were called to the scene on Douglas near Hubbard at just after midnight. Police reported that multiple vehicles were hit by gunfire with evidence of the shooting around, including broken glass and shell casings. All three victims are expected to survive. There's no word about a suspect. The driver of a Ram ran a red light, causing a traffic problem in Racine yesterday. It happened at around 4:30 at Main and 7th. The driver of the Dodge Ram ran the red light and hit a four-door sedan. The truck rolled over and the driver had to be pulled from that vehicle. They were taken to the hospital with injuries. The driver of the car had minor injuries and was treated at the scene. A 1993 John Doe homicide investigation in Kenosha County is set for an update. Pleasant Prairie Police Chief David Smetana and Kenosha County Medical Examiner Patrice Hall are holding a joint news conference tomorrow, where more information will be released. We're working on learning more. And there's a new way to pay at the old ball game. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, news at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers get ready for the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers return from their West Coast trip to host the San Francisco Giants tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Crew losing to the A's 4-3 on Sunday. Starting pitcher Frankie Montas giving up all four runs in the fourth inning. Pat Murphy.
The credit goes to the A's. You know, he was had the same stuff. He just threw balls in the middle of the plate and they hit it.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers installing the game plan for their first game Friday night when they host Western Michigan. The NFL deadline to reduce rosters from 90 to 53. 3 is 3 o'clock tomorrow. On defense, linebacker Aaron Mosby had a forced fumble and an interception against the Ravens Saturday and now waits for that phone call.
Decompress, try to go find you something to do. Keep your mind off of that day. You don't want to think about it too much, you know, just because you don't want to get yourself down and things like that. But on the other side, you want to think about it just because if you do make the team, it's go time. Then, you know, we got Brazil coming up next Thursday.
That's Packers linebacker Aaron Mosby. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Netflix has a new show called The Beast in Me, and according to Deadline, actor Matthew Reese will join the cast. The show is being described as a mystery thriller. Reese will play opposite female lead Claire Danes, who is also executive producing the project. Reese's previous credits include FX's The Americans and HBO's Perry Mason. Solid actor. Filming is not scheduled to be completed until January 2025. Netflix will likely air the series in early 2026. In news people barely care about, if you've missed the first four Anaconda movies, don't fret. There will be a fifth installment that will star Paul Rudd and Jack Black. Tom Gormican, the director who oversaw the critically acclaimed Nicolas Cage film, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, is writing and will direct the feature for Columbia Pictures. The first Anaconda starred Jennifer Lopez Affleck, Owen Wilson, Ice Cube, and John Voight. The story saw a film crew hunting for the world's largest deadly snake. The movies have been pretty ridiculous, but you know with Rudd and Black, it will be fun and not take itself too seriously. Well, if you're a Denzel Washington fan like I am, this is not very good news. He might be mulling retirement. The two-time Oscar winner says there were very few films or roles left that he would be interested in. Variety reports that Washington, who stars in Ridley Scott's Gladiator 2, said the film was one of the few left that interested him. Washington and Scott previously collaborated on 2007's American Gangster. Paramount says Gladiator 2 is set to open in theaters November 2nd of this year. Actress Jane Fonda had red flags all over Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez's brief marriage. The Hollywood icon said, "If your relationship is mostly taking time to post pictures of yourselves kissing all the time, then it is more about performing a relationship than actually living one." The 86-year-old Oscar winner said she knew the relationship would not work out. No offense, Jane, but saying a Hollywood couple isn't going to work out is not exactly roulette odds. Fifth time is a charm if you're a fan of John Wick. Multiple sources confirm production will start in 2025 on the fifth installment of the action franchise. Playing the lead role of John Wick will be community theater actor Bob Jablonski. Relax, just kidding. Keanu Reeves will be back for part 5. And for those of you who really can't get enough of John Wick, the franchise is planning more content in the form of TV shows. Studios and producers are hoping the film will be ready for a late 2026 release. Travis Kelce Swift is on a roll. It was recently announced he will play a loose cannon police officer opposite another loose cannon police officer in a film titled Loose Cannons. The tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs will appear in Happy Gilmore 2, as confirmed by Happy Gilmore himself, Adam Sandler. Kelce will play a loose cannon cop. Just kidding again. Kelce is on record as saying he would do anything to be in this movie, even date someone only moderately successful like Taylor Swift. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy, warm, and humid today. We'll get to 87 with a heat index in the low to mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 73, hot, humid tomorrow. Heat index could climb to 105 or better tomorrow. Actual high tomorrow, 93. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.